Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening. Good evening. Good chanuk at all. I was. I was thinking today about the following question. I don't know what the pashtus is. Sometimes you realize that you didn't understand things you've been thinking about, talking about for the last. So the name Chanukah. What is the name Chanukah? Yeah. So chinuch. Yeah. You know. Okay. So probably the pashtus pshat is what you're saying. It's referring to the Chanukas Hamizbeach. That's probably the pashtus of Rishonim. That it comes from the Chanukah, from the rededication of the Mizbeach. And perhaps not just the actual Mizbeach, which became Tomei in the times of the Yevonim, but probably beyond that, the whole Beis Hamikdash got in pretty bad shape during the Greeks' invasion. So, Greek invasion. So, therefore, everything had to be rededicated, halachically, exactly what that means, what did they have to do, that's already discussed in the Rishonim, but it probably refers to Chanukas Hamizbeach and beyond, the re-establishing of the Yidden taking charge and control of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that could be the Poshim Shat. Many, however, say that the name Chanukah doesn't even come from that, but the word Chanukah comes from Chonu Bechofeid. Chonu, they rested on the 25th. I think that's just as common. That interpretation is just as common. Chonu, they rested on the Chofei, on the 25th of Kislev. That's when they rested, and that's why Chanukah is referring to the resting on the 25th. Now, it's a famous pshat, and it's brought in the Rishonim. But it needs. I saw today in the Sfarim that actually I don't even understand. It requires a bit of further on the explanation, because when you talk about resting, so they rest on 25th. So probably what he refers to, the Rishonim say that Chonu, they rested from what? Rested from what? They rested from five. Yeah, so the Loshen is not exactly the way you're saying. It's Chonu me'oyvehem. They rested from their enemies, and they got some victory, and they're able to regain control from the enemies. Chonu, they rested from the enemies. Kind of, it's like the fight, and then it comes to a stage that you can like sit back and relax. Okay, we've reconquered it. We've reestablished ourselves. But that's what the Rishonim seem to. Chonu, they rested from the. But if you think about this, it deserves a bit of understanding. Because if the main aspect of the fight would have been a physical fight, then I could hear it much better. But that's not the Metzius. That's not reality. Contrary, as opposed to Purim, Purim was a much more physical fight. Chanukah was much more of a spiritual fight. So he rested from the decrees. They rested from the fight, from a spiritual fight. It's very interesting. So Chonu, the resting, is not the physical aspect. It's the spiritual, the ruchnistic aspect. That Chonu, when there's decrees and when there's gzeres and when there's influence, lashkicham Torah sechol aviram chikitzanecho, there's everything pulling us away from the Torah. And then when that eases off, kind of, and when that's better, then we can rest. We can just like sit without all the etzahoras and without the pull against it. That's the default position of it. It's very interesting. That's the default position of it, not to be pulled away from the Torah. Chonu, we rested from the pulling away. It's very interesting. Chonu, that's the pashas of those Rishonim. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to be discussing today a Mishnah Berurah, which is, I think, it's a very widely misinterpreted Mishnah Berurah, and a very widely misquoted Mishnah Berurah. I wonder what you think. What I'm going to be saying now is perhaps a little bit, can't say controversial, because I think it's really, really pshat in Mishnah Berurah. But let's see what you say about this. It's a little bit against what. Okay, let's see. Rabbi Yisai, we are up to Simon Ches and Ches Tzitzis, and we are going to be learning Seif Yud Aleph. Rabbi Yisai, this is the hot the topic of having the tzitzis out. Abba said, do you have the tzitzis out? Yes or no? Do you have to have the tzitzis out or not? Okay, so let's see what Mishnah will say in Sifkot Yud Aleph. Ikka mitzvahs talis cotton, page 28, Sifkot Aleph. Ikka mitzvahs talis cotton, the lovshoy al b'godo. The main aspect of the talis cotton is to wear it, is the lovshoy, is to wear it al b'godo on his clothes, yeah? Why? Kedei, in order shetomid yered, should always see his what? His? See what? Does it say a word about tzitzis? Doesn't say a word about tzitzis. I'm repeating. Ikka mitzvah talis cotton. The main mitzvah is the lov should wait al b'godov on your garments. What is it talking about? The talis cotton. Why? Kedei shetomid yered, in order should always see it. What's it? The talis doesn't say a word about tzitzis. Kedei shetomid yireyu, they should always see it. It's clearly referring to the talis cotton. It is talking about talis, it's not talking about the tzitzis. V'yizkoi, you should remember hamitzvahs, the mitzvahs. There's not a word about the tzitzis at this point. It's referring to having the talis cotton on top. Like, who does it? The chassidim do. Chassidim do. They put the talis cotton on top. That's what it is talking about, I believe. And it's not talking at this point a word about the tzitzis. So, yes, those who are able to wear the talis cotton on top of the garments, that's great. Because that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, that it's a good thing to do. But so far, we haven't mentioned a word about the tzitzis. If you wear the talis cotton on top of your garments, that's great, because that's going to remind you of the mitzvahs. Very nice. So far, so good.
The main reminder of the mitzvahs is looking at the tzitzis.
Why? Says who? Says who? I hear. Good question. I hear, but it's the beged. It's also beged. Dalat can, you can't wear the tzitzis without the beged, right? So it's a beged mitzvah.
What are you looking at and remembering the mitzvah?
Right, but I hear your question. But just like the tzitzis in its own would be meaningless, because you can't have tzitzis without a beged. So the beged also should inspire you to think about the mitzvah. Yeah.
Well, no, just to say that, I mean, the beged itself, imprisoned it, has no.
It's true, you're right, of course, you're right. But at the same time, the flip side of what you're saying is that the tzitzis itself also have no mitzvah. The tzitzis is only a mitzvah if it's attached to a four-cornered garment. So you've got to have both, but what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to is the beged, which will have tzitzis attached, should remind you of the mitzvah. We're going to see more about the tzitzis in a minute. Well, you disagree. I can see you're disagreeing.
What I'm saying is, if you wear the beged, you look at someone, anyone, and they're wearing a beged, but you can't see the tzitzis, you're not seeing anything. It's like any piece of clothing. It's not going to remind you.
I'm with you. I hear what you're saying. I know the question is a fair question, but
it's distinct.
It is for us nowadays. I don't think it always was. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I hear your question. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Chovei, and that's further evidence to our interpretation of Shulchan Aruch. Al begodov of Ksavim Isa. Again, the Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Ari, which is incredible. I must just point out, it's so frequent how much he's quoting the Ari. Just in this Chelek Aleph, he's quoting widely the Ari HaKadosh, which he doesn't do in other halakim of Mishnah Berurah so much, but here he just keeps on quoting the Ari HaKadosh and concepts which are we consider more kabbalistic. Of Iksovim Isa, the talis cotton tachas b'godov. He said, no. According to Ari HaKadosh, the talis cotton should be under your garments. I think that many are makpid to wear the talis cotton underneath. Now, does that mean that it should be touching your body? Probably not. It's not because, and the Chaznish points it out, there is an issue with the talis cotton being what is called a beged zeyo, a garment which absorbs sweat, which is literally on your skin. That could be even part of tzitzis, perhaps. So surely we're not talking about, according to Ari HaKadosh, that you should wear the tzitzis on your body, on your skin, literally, because that's not respectful. So what is he talking about? Shouldn't have it out, but you shouldn't have it on your skin, so where should you have it? Somewhere in between, yeah. So it should be somewhere, according to the Ksavim, it should be under your garments, it shouldn't be completely visible, but yet it shouldn't be touching your skin. Now, We're changing topic now. Now we're changing topic. Watch the change. Now he's talking about the tzitzis. Okay, so I know now about the baggit, the garment. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it should be out. According to the Ari, it should be further in. Okay, I'm with you. But now, what about the tzitzis? Says the Mishnah Berurah, with regard to the tzitzis, the tzitzis should be out, mibchutz out, v'loy, and not like keinach shetoich v'noyis in my kanfas, and shouldn't be like those that put it into the kanfas. What does kanfas literally mean?
Corners.
Corners. It means corners. Let me just finish off the Mishnah. We'll get to those corners in a minute. But those people, shoichem in akum, those people, those Yidden who are working amongst Gentiles, yoitzim bazeh, they can go out with the tzitzis in the kanfas. They, you know, if you're working amongst goyim, obviously you can't. You've got to look. You know, you've got to look. If you're working amongst goyim, then you have to. You have to look. You have to calm yourself. It's difficult as it is to be with goyim. Don't make it even further obvious. So it says, if you're working amongst goyim, you for sure can be yoitzik and put them into the kanfas. Nevertheless, when you're making a bracha, you megulim, this should be revealed. This should be open. Kedehiluch dalad amas, for the amount of time that it takes to walk for amas. So with regards to the tzitzit, Mishnah says, when you're making a bracha, they should be out, if possible at all. They should be out. But if you're working amongst goyim, then you can put them into the kanfas. What are those kanfas?
Have you a couple amongst goyim?
Yeah. So you're saying that if you're wearing a kapel, you might as well put on tzitzis. Does everybody agree with that? I don't know.
Not necessarily. The goyim used to be having a kapel. The idea of tzitzis makes it think you're like some religious cult, and it makes it hard to talk to them without staring at them, and then you have to explain it. It's a little bit boring.
Yeah, it gets, yeah.
What you want to do is sell to them, and they want to know about, you know, religious artifacts.
I read something very interesting. In today's
generation, there is a famous singing star. Apparently, becomes a big bar to sugar, and he goes on tours. He wears a
sits out. Couple and sits out.
He wears a hat. Like
a, oh, really?
Like that.
Really?
And sits out. And he's performing.
Really? Really? So I can only, so Mishua says clearly, if amongst going, tzitzis go in. Now it could be, of course, that things have changed. I don't know. If you want to differentiate between the 1900s and 2020s, and you want to say nowadays people anyway walk around like who knows what, so you might as well have tzitzis out. Could be not. I'm not sure. I can tell you that personally, I was brought up in Switzerland, and our Rabbi Levi was very adamant. He always told us, and we were bachim. He said, whatever you do in Gateshead, Gesundheit. He was from Gateshead himself. But when you're in Switzerland, you make sure to have your tzitzis in.
Really?
Yeah. He said, yeah. He said, you've got to have the tzitzis in. He said, you know, this is kolos here. You've got to have tzitzis in. So he told, you know, that was the thing that he told he told the bachim. And he was very adamant about it. Like, he felt it's very, you know, I don't know, maybe Switzerland is different, I don't know, but he said, you can't walk around in and could be, I'm not sure nowadays, this is, you know, a few years ago, it could be nowadays, things have changed again, I don't know, but I just want to tell you that it's not so, and what's also a fact is that when you look at pictures in pre-war Europe, people had the tzitzis in, there's no question about it. Yeah, perhaps.
France,
yeah,
France,
I mean,
very funny about
I
it.
Think that's. Yeah, I don't know.
In France, you know, the law is you're not allowed to wear any form of religious, external religious artifacts whatsoever. So Muslim women aren't allowed to wear hijabs.
Right. And publicly.
Publicly. And,
right.
Theoretically, you can't wear a kippah.
So why do they? How come it's not a breach of law?
They've got certain, they're very anti, it's a very secular set of laws that has a bit, it's interesting, discriminate between one religion and the other.
But there's so many Muslims there, it's not working. But according to their
strict letter law, hijabs are not allowed.
Right.
And couples are not allowed.
Okay, so I do feel, I just want in context, historically, it's a fact that people had citizens in. Yeah.
I
do remember in Gateshead,
It was very makbid on people not going with the talis gadol out.
For sure, for sure, for sure. Don't start me on this, but yeah, for sure, absolutely, but don't start me on this, yeah. Okay, so Rabbi said, but the Mishnah continues, and he says as follows, and here I would like to add a knach over here. He says, yeah. If you want to have the tzitzis out, then it's urisim oisus chatem. For oislan noshen, the mishmut does over here go, and let's get this clear. For oislan noshen, those people, hamasimim atzitzis b'mechnosayim shalem, those people who put their tzitzis into their mechnosayim. What's mechnosayim? Into their trousers. Loi dai, not only shmalim enem ma'adiksiv urisim oisus chatem, not only that they are oblivious and they are ignoring what the pasuk says. They're also very disrespectful to the mitzvah of Hashem. They are in future going to give ten cheshbon on this act, which is not right. Mishvuna says you can't put your tzitzis in the trousers. Well, those people just say you're going amongst goyim. That for that would be sufficient just to put into the knaf, huh? Mishabu just said, now you can't, you can't put tzitzis in your trousers. He said, yeah, if you're telling me that amongst goyim, you could have just put them into the knaf. So what is this knaf all about? Can you or can you not have the tzitzis in your trousers?
In the knaf. Yeah.
Oh, so what is this knaf? Mishabu finished, I just want to add this. If you'd get a gift or a present from a melech, from a king, a human king, the name of the king would be engraved in it. You'd be so proud of it. Imagine you get a gift or a, what's the word? A medal or something which would be, you know, you get something from a king or from a very senior, you get something, so you'd be so proud of it, you walk around with all your pride. Come on, miskashim if anoshim tomid, you'd be kalvachoyim, even more so. But tzitzis, when it comes to tzitzis, shemeramiz al shem ha-melech, malcham loch, ma-kodosh baruch hu, the tzitzis are also a gift, and it reminds of ha-kodosh baruch hu. K'dele kamo besimin chav dalet, kamo mischa b'dano shemano yisrael, shemano, how respectful it is to have the tzitzis out. Ve'omru chazal, azoi b'mitzvah tzitzis, now he adds here in this context, whoever is careful, come on, says whoever is careful of mitzvah tzitzis, zoi chorib ne'ashchina, he's going to be meriting and seeing the shchina, humashu min ha-ksuvim di-yudim she'ishohu le'ez ketzim, say something very special and very unique about his mitzvah. Whoever is very careful with the mitzvah tzitzis is going to be merit. He's going to have the merit. I don't know what the schos of that is, but it seems to be something very great. Person is going to have 2,800 servants if you're covered with mitzvah tzitzis. I think 2-3 should be enough, no? I don't know, you'd be quite happy 2-3, but it says you're going to have 2,800 servants if you're Zoya Mitzvah Tzitz, which we learn in this context, it's Zoya Mitzvah Tzitz, not just putting it on, but it also means having them out. Now, but what does this exactly mean over here about the kanfers and to have the knaf and into the knaf or into the nichnasayim? What is it exactly talking about? What is it? Yeah. Right, very good. So I saw that, I think that's what Chaim Oizer means, and that's what people say. That's what I seem to remember, also from, I believe it's too many years ago, but I think that's what I had some notes that he wrote down when I was Bach, and I think that's what he means in this context as well. There is a problem with having tzitzis touching the skin. That's disrespectful. It's one thing to have the tzitzis, to have it touching the skin, that's perhaps not respectful. So that, Mishnah Berurah said, that's not right. That's not right. But if you've got to have the tzitzis in, which is on the circumstance, that's okay, then you should ensure that it's in a way that doesn't touch the skin. There used to be some sort of pockets, which was internally, and to put the tzitzis in there, that would be a different matter. But the Mishnah Berurah is primarily concerned about having the tzitzis touching your skin, which is disrespectful. Yes, nowadays they don't have it anymore. They don't have those anymore, yeah. I think it's stitched together. I think it's probably those corners that That, I think it's probably that, and used to be able to put the tzitzis in. I'm not sure. That's already a theory. I'm not sure. But I'm just trying to, I'm just, the point I'm making is, Ta'akurut Reb Chaim Oizer, there is not, it's evident that if you put him then in, that there's no problem really per se to have the tzitzis in. It's not a problem really, but it's just about having them respectfully in. That's really what it's all about. To have them respectfully in the trousers, as opposed to, but to have them in. And the reality is, so the horror in the bottom says that it must be, you know, the minhag was that people had lange rekel, right? Not suits like we've got nowadays, but they had long garments. Now, anybody wears a long garment and closes it, inevitably the tits are going to be. You can't see them. You can't see them anyway. So what, it can't be such an, it's not about physically being able to see them. It can't be such a halacha. Pardon?
Maybe that's why you need the beged.
But even if you close the beged elyon, you're not going to see the tzitzis.
You see the beged more than tzitzis.
But you're not going to see. So it's a fact that the reality is that if once you wear a garment on top, the minhag was for centuries, the garments were a lot longer than this. The beged elyon was longer than this. So, see, anyway, can't see the tzitzis.
Sorry, just clarify. Is it for you to see it or for other people to see?
Very good question. So, probably when Mishibu learns that it's for you to see. And there's a hiddur, there's some sort of extra inyan that others should see, but it's nothing wrong with only you seeing it, really, and others not. So, Al-Kapanim, the main point that I want to take out from this is the understanding there that there's nothing really wrong. If a person is amongst goyim, there's nothing wrong with having tzitzis in. And of course, if a person is able to have them out, it's great. If a person is unable to have them out, it's not what the Mishneh Berurah is so concerned about. The Mishneh Berurah is primarily concerned about not having them in a disrespectful way in tucked in, because that's not right. That's what the Mishneh Berurah seems to be saying over here. Okay, but if of course a person is able to have them out and it is completely visible, that's great. But anyway, what Shulchan Aruch is referring to, as we said earlier, Shulchan Aruch is probably talking not about the tzitzis, Shulchan Aruch is talking about the beged. No, so that's also a discussion. I saw this discussion amongst that as well. Mishnah starts off saying, Beksovim is the talis kotten tachas b'godov, is clearly referring to the beged. But it could also be, apparently, that according to Kabbalah, according to Dari, it's also better that the tzitzis should be inside as well. There could be such an Indian as well. I don't know, maybe it's, I don't know, it's a good question, but it looks like there's a discussion amongst the Mefarshim. And it's interesting to note that so the Mefarshim say that it is a fact that the Chassid Shel Levush always used to be covering your body in such a way that the tzitzis wouldn't be visible. So that can't be a coincidence. So some people say that they had really long tzitzis that go all the way down. But that's probably not very respectful, because if you have your tzitzis schlepping down on the floor, like a collar dress, then, you know, that's probably, you know, standing on the tzitzis, that's probably something not great either.
Maybe that's the
2,800 avonim, yeah. Okay, yeah, so. Okay, Rabbi, so that's it for this evening. Yeah.
So those who wear it inside, really have to get tzitzis to where you've had the pocket.
No, as long as you make sure that it's not disrespect, in other words, i.e. that you make sure that it's not touching your skin. That's the main concern.